Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
I can promise you one thing. You'll never live to see a day like this again at Augusta.
Okay.
And now,
hello,
broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Put your hands up now. I will shoot you in the face.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the Radio.com app.
You gotta toggle my mouse.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
I've literally tried to be a better person.
This.
Tell me about the meatloaf.
Is.
I'm a beef slut.
The Hillman Morning Show.
I'm gonna certify it as a butt expert. It's real.
Apparently, they can be pretty aggressive if they feel threatened.
I think that's complete banana pants.
It's not natural, not normal at all.
Hellman.
With your host.
He's really hot.
The man Tom Brady and Julian Edelman are fighting to be besties with.
You know, Hellman slash Hilly.
Though I did tell my wife one day I would love to just be on that show.
Greg Hill.
Well, you have a nicely shaped head.
Oh, thank you.
No, not everybody can say that.
Because I want to be on Instagram. Because
we're perverts.
He seems like a nice guy, but that was a little creepy.
On sports.
LB, please stop.
Amateur motivational life coach.
Thank God I'm alive.
Lyndon Byers.
I can't wait to die.
LB, you couldn't kill an afternoon.
I built this organization.
Warped female brain analyst Danielle Murr with the news.
Thank Jesus for Danielle.
You were in a lineup, I could pick your DM.
It's fresh, pink, and warm. Always. Yeah.
I don't even know what a coxswain is.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
And Mike Hsu.
Your call is important to us.
Who's not stoned.
I smoke a lot of weed.
It's just allergies.
You better have glaucoma.
I do.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
They're called porn.
You're definitely something.
I mean, that's what makes the mornings fun around here.
Oh, Jesus.
Hiya. Love this radio show.
I got it all, bro.
Do me a favor. Pick another group of suckers, because this is wrong in so many ways.
On everybody.
Hey.
Wednesday? Is today Wednesday?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm losing track of the week.
I know one thing.
What?
There's only one win standing between the City of Champions and a return to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
Unbelievable win for your Boston Bruins last night. It was stolen by the man with two U's and two K's.
It was.
Did you end up watching the game?
Over the beginning.
The beginning. What's wrong with you? Who only watches a sporting event for the beginning part?
You got rid of cable, so.
You have to watch the whole entire game.
But that would have required me to go to another house, a whole other thing. The guy that just called it the Stanley Cup Finals instead of the final was giving me a hard time about watching the game.
That's me.
Captain Bandwagon.
Uh-huh. I was actually giving myself a hard time about leaving games early, but thanks for cooperating.
No.
We are going to, we're going to get the sports in less than 1 hour, but it will be delivered this morning by that other Natalie. We're going to Up Talk the Sports coming up at 7 o'clock on today's show. So that other chick, Natalie the Up Talker, will join us in the studio with sports in just a little while.
Ew.
If you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can call 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. Or you can text with your comment on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather, it is going to be cloudy, and the temperature is going to get to 60 for a high. Right now, it is 43 here in B-Town. And we are going to, not only are we going to up-talk the sports, but we are also going to get to today's nerd report with our chief nerd officer, Mike Hsu, at 7:50 on this morning's show. Mm. So the nerd report coming up at 7:50. And at 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. This is Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Shu, how about them Red Sox last night? Chris Sale's back, huh? 17 yeah. strikeouts.
Yeah, Chris Sale's back. The bullpen sucks. Okay.
I was going to say, they still lost, but yeah. 17 strikeouts.
17 strikeouts, still lost the game. What the hell happened over there?
Oh, I mean.
Hey, at least the Bees won.
Yeah, well, they did.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Chad, the Bruins fans, the hardos that are listening like myself are saying the Red Sox played last night.
Right.
I mean, it's May. We don't have to worry about the Red Sox until August or until the All-Star break when they're eliminated from any kind of potential playoff action.
I mean, after what happened last night, that wouldn't surprise me. They needed Tuca to run over to Fenway and just finish it out for the bullpen.
He could have taken Bear Force One up from from the Carolinas.
Exactly.
And then gone in relief or hit a couple dingers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Let's see. I have addressed this issue since Monday approximately 100 times, but I got a couple text messages here about LB. This texter says, is LB fired? No, LB is not fired. LB is out dealing with personal matters.
His hemorrhoids are on fire.
That's not what it is.
No?
That's not, no.
All right. I'm just trying to guess.
He is out dealing with his own personal stuff.
Yes.
And this texter says, when is LB coming back? I have absolutely no idea. Could be weeks. Could be, I don't know. I have no idea. And it's really Lyndon's own personal business.
Right. So he will... fill you in.
I suppose at some point maybe he would call and want to share things, mm-hmm. but he may not want to share things. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So all I can do is wish him well in what he's doing, and tell all of you that as soon as he wants to share that information with you, he will share that information with you.
Yes.
All right.
What?
What else? I do want to address this 617 text that says, Greg, how is your forecast never cloudy with a chance of meatballs?
Should be.
First of all, can I just ask where the group in here stands on turkey meatballs or chicken meatballs? And don't say never, because occasionally you can have a good one. But
I don't mind turkey ones.
Okay.
The chicken, I find, tends to be a little dry no matter what you do to it.
Huh.
But the turkey, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But if I'm going meatball, I like the meatloaf mix, the beef, the pork.
Yeah. I will say that Strega, not only the North End location, but the waterfront, has an amazing meatball appetizer.
Yes.
And the meatball appetizer, I think, first of all, it creates instant heartburn for many of us who are elderly. Right. But it can be a go-to appetizer because it can feed the whole table.
Right.
If you have a whole table of people, everybody can have a bite of the meatball.
Yeah. And then everybody does the courtesy leave behind of the last bite, and you do the old, the server's, hold on. Does anybody want that last bite? No, you know what? I don't want to waste it. Let me take that, and then you can take the plate.
Let's see. All right. Here's a text that says, Greg, from all the listeners out here, whatever LB has going on, we're wishing him the best, and hang in there. Yes, absolutely. Thoughts and prayers, as they say. Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's.
978 text. Greg, are you still mad at Mother of Dragons? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, so we have to talk about Game of Thrones. So I think we'll do that after 8. By the time we get through everything that we have on the script this morning, we'll get to the Game of Thrones talk after 8.
You know, I'm not a fan. I don't watch it, but I've noticed a lot of contention about this season.
Yeah.
And a lot, especially the last episode. Some saying it's the best one ever. Others saying it's the worst ever.
Well, I was one who said I didn't enjoy it. I was not as impressed by it. But I think it's true. I think this last season of Game of Thrones has been very contentious when it comes to the audience reaction to it. I mean... but I don't know how it wouldn't be. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, you're doing the last season of one of, and I don't want to get into the debate yesterday in which thousands of you berated me over Twitter and on text and on Instagram about what a buffoon I am for having never seen a single episode of The Wire.
Yeah,
I don't want to get into that, but certainly it's tough to have a final season of one of the greatest television programs in the history of television without it being controversial, I think so. But anyway, yeah, yes, I am still angry at Mother of Dragons, to answer that question in a roundabout long way. All right. Scott from Weymouth is on the phone. I'm not going to go to him right now. I'm going to keep him on hold. But I know that he wants to talk about his Bruins prediction theoretically coming true.
That's
so
fine.
Well, at some point, maybe we'll allow Scott from Weymouth to do that. If you want to join him on hold, then you can both listen to the same on hold music. Then you could call this number, 617-764-9223. And coming up next, there's a local rational fear. The streets in one of our local communities that have become besieged by a rafter of angry wild turkeys. Also, we are going to induct the King of Swaziland into the Mantown Hall of Fame again for his new law about marriage. And when we get to Chinners in the News in just a moment, we will discuss how overcooked chalupa rage led to violence. So all of that and today's news coming right up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the zebras, as the fans like to call them, stole one from the Bruins last night, and they still won. And they still were able to win.
Yes.
So you can stick a... I don't want to jinx anything, but I don't even know if the jinx exists anymore. So stick a fork in the Carolina Hurricanes and book your flights. The Stanley Cup playoffs. The Stanley Cup finals are next. And Danielle doesn't like when I add an S to finals.
Because it's the final. Look at the logo, guy.
No, it's the finals.
No, it's in the no, it's the final.
I mean, Tuukka stole that game. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. How many saves did he have just in the first period?
Like
20 or something?
Yes.
It was something crazy.
And, I mean, some incredible, incredible saves. And zero, he coughed up virtually zero rebounds. I mean, the guy, there were no second or third chances at pucks for the Carolina Hurricanes last night. So, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I don't want to book the rolling rally. I mean, parades, we do parades here pretty well. So, but if you want to celebrate, you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message, and we're going to play your message back at 8. So, Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a message now, and we will listen to your voicemail message at 8. And it can, of course, be about the Boston Bruins or about any other topic. This is Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up? What's going on?
I was wondering if you heard about the Simpsons once again predicting something. 2 years ago, they predicted the last Game of Thrones that just aired. They predicted the end of the episode.
Yes, I did. I did see that yesterday on the social media, and I need to do a little bit. I need to do a little more research on it. I will say, our Game of Thrones discussion this morning will probably have to happen after 8. So, but yes, apparently the Simpsons that we know, we've learned on this show, there's always a Simpsons obscure reference on any topic. There is one available. Just like now, there's always an Office obscure reference that can be shared on any topic. And we've also learned that when it comes to predicting what's going to happen IRL, the Simpsons are pretty good at it. So, all right. So we're on our way to the Stanley Cup Finals. And
I will kill you.
Also, I kid you not this morning, there are at least 8 Florida Not Like the Rest of Us stories that are in the news today. So at some point, probably during the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have to do an entire Florida Not Like the Rest of Us segment. So we'll get to that. We're going to up-talk the sports at 7 with Natalie. That other Natalie, that other Czech Natalie.
Ew, why? Can't wait to see her.
So Natalie, the up-talker, will be in here in a little bit, and she's going to up-talk to sports since LB is not here. The weather this morning is brought to you by Comcast, and it's going to be cloudy yet again. There may be some sun. If you look at the forecast, looks like there may be some breaks of sun, with the temperature getting up into the 60s, like maybe 62. So it's possible that the sun will be out a little bit here and there. But in general, not a beautiful day today. It is 43 right now here in Titletown West, Brighton, Massachusetts, the suburb of the city of the champions. This is the guy, Scott from Weymouth. Yes, Scott.
Yes. I'm going to enter this call assuming I have 90 seconds.
Scott,
good morning, sir.
Scott?
Yes.
I just have to take care of one piece of business.
Don't play this game. Come
no.
on, dude.
Scott, wow. I'm not.
I got some good hockey take if you're
Scott,
ready.
This is not a game.
All right, let's play.
I need to mention that.
I think you're actually putting me on a pedestal here. Go ahead.
Fast.
Shut up, yes.
Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done.
Oh.
Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom.
What happened to the Ford Framingham line? Are they still on or no?
Look, Framingham Ford is a valued
Ford.
They're a valued client here, but I'm right in the middle of a weather read. If you could silence
yourself.
I'll shut up.
Go ahead.
Could you put some kind of a kielbasa in your mouth or something and be quiet for a second?
I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Comcast Business Beyond Fast. Call 1-800-501-6000 and take your business beyond. Now, Scott, I guarantee you're calling because you predicted a sweep in this series, and you said in the last series that the Bruins would not lose another game, and they have yet to lose another game because...
Yes, I'm kind of hot when it comes to that. Let me correct you real quick. And again, Greg, I hope you grant me about 44 seconds. You said on the air, Scott said they won't lose another game as playoffs. No, I said up till the series. Once it comes to the Cup, I don't know what's going to happen to them in San Jose. San Jose is going to win it. I have no opinion on that. Yet.
Okay.
But yeah, and by the way, the Bruins haven't swept them yet. Nothing happened yet, but I like where they're at, okay?
Yes.
But this is a mismatch, and Bruins are going to beat them about 4-0, 4-1 in game four. Now, here's the kicker, Greg. This is a take I usually bring to the sports idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them more and more every time I call them.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I don't want to call them anymore. They're so arrogant. Felger, I hope you're listening. You're an arrogant D-bag. I really don't even like him. He hits the button after 3 seconds. Yup.
Oh,
he's an idiot.
Oh, my God. Just get on with it.
Here's my sports take. No one's talking about this. Now, listen. Neither San Jose or the Dallas Stars, same thing. St. Louis, not the same thing. I've been up all night. Neither San Jose or St. Louis has won the Cup ever. I'll say that again. Now, this is an interesting take, Greg. San Jose has never won the Cup. Neither has the St. Louis Blues. Now, San Jose has been in the league since 91, 92. St. Louis has been in since 70, 71. Neither team has ever won the Cup. So whoever the Bruins play, it's going to be interesting. Now, if San Jose, yes, that's interesting because of Joe Thornton, who I hate. I hate him since he sucked in the playoffs versus Montreal when he went pointless. But this is going to be very interesting. Am I still on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Hold on. Let me check. No. You're not. No, you're not.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I try to be nice, and I feel like, I mean, why does the guy say, give me a certain amount of time, and then he way overextends himself when it comes to what he wants to share? Like, if he said, give me 40 seconds, and he did 40 seconds, it might be okay.
You know, I mean, in theory, if we recorded Scott and we edited out his chuckling at himself, his teases, his references to stupid things, it might actually be around 44 seconds. It's the filler that's delaying us.
He has some hot takes. I got to tell you. I mean, he occasionally has a hot take or two, but he just can't get to his point, the poor guy.
His last call was the good one, right?
I don't remember. I think he had a good call the last time.
It's like the sports talent skipping a generation in the Hill family.
The problem is, you know, the man's a customer. I can't stand in front of my bakery and say, I don't like the way you look. You can't come in and buy some cupcakes. You know, these are the people's airwaves. The guy wants to call. You know, you don't know how many times he calls that I don't put him on.
Yeah, that's true.
I can tell you it's every hour, every day. All right. Speaking of cupcakes, today is National Chocolate Chip Day.
Ooh.
And so, great. Now I have to have Toll House cookies for lunch.
Mm.
Of course, the Toll House cookie invented here in the Commonwealth of Massholia at the Toll House restaurant. So it is National Chocolate Chip Day today. So make sure that whatever you're eating, you put chocolate chips in it, whether it's pizza or...
Or just eat them by the handful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy chocolate chips. Enjoy chocolate chips.
You're a fan of chocolate chips.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of chocolate chips.
Yeah.
1 in 50 Americans are not fans of chocolate chips.
Really?
Yes. There's a new survey out by National Today where 2% of Americans say they absolutely hate chocolate chips.
What kind of savage hates chocolate chips?
I don't know.
Mm. I don't think I've ever met anybody who hates chocolate chips.
Same.
That sounds ridiculous.
I hate them because they're not big enough.
Why would anyone hate chocolate chips?
I think maybe it's the texture for some people. Maybe they're just not chocolate fans in general, so they're extending it to that.
That seems
ridiculous. Nothing better than a chewy, slightly undercooked, a little too hot for your mouth that you do the old...
Mm-hmm.
Jam it in there.
Yes. 6:32.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it is National Wednesday, May 15th is National Chocolate Chip Day. So celebrate accordingly. Now the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Solar Wolf Energy. Spring is the best time to go solar. This month, switch to solar through our friends at Solar Wolf Energy and get a free brand name grill with your signed contract. Solar equals savings. For a limited time, a brand new grill. Join the Wolf Pack. Learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. Brought to you also by hair doctors Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life. There is an irrational fear locally, Gerg. Jamaica Plain, a vicious rafter of turkeys, is terrorizing residents in the Moss Hill section of town.
How many turkeys does it require to make a rafter, asking for a friend?
I think you'd need a minimum of three.
Okay.
Because two would be a pair, right?
Right.
I don't know if that would qualify as a rafter, but I'm not an expert on turkeys.
Okay. We have an expert on wild turkey, but he's not here today. So this rafter of turkeys, what are they doing? Are they threatening people?
They're terrorizing people. They're pecking at them.
They're menacing people.
Yes.
Is that what they're doing? Okay.
Yes. Now, Kathy Milmo is a JP resident. We have some fantastic masshole audio from her in just a moment. Boston Animal Control usually doesn't deal with wild animals, but the state has given them permission to capture the turkeys in the neighborhood. So far, they have failed. But Kathy says it is terrifying to go out in the street.
It's extremely scary. It's frightening. If you're walking, they come up extremely, extremely close to you, and they come forward as if they're going to bite you. It's just gotten to be terrible that I am fearful to go walking my grandchild in the stroller.
I love masshole news. Actuality is my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Now, they failed to catch them. I mean, why don't they set up some kind of a trap? What do turkeys eat?
Turkeys are wily. I don't know. Seeds and stuff. And eat the worms. I don't know. Whatever they're trying to get out of my lawn when they walk by.
They need to hire an expert like they did in Jaws with Quint. They need to call Matt Light. Get him out there in his camo gear.
Yeah.
In a tree stand or something.
Yeah.
With a bow.
Him. Yep.
I mean, Jimmy Carter is not available. He broke his hip while he was going to hunt turkeys the day before yesterday.
Well, now it's over.
That's it. He's done.
Especially with this mention.
Unfortunately. Well, I mean,
ready for another presidential funeral, kids.
Unfortunately, the hip injury is the bane of the existence of elderly people. Mm-hmm. Once that happens, it often goes right downhill. But Jimmy Carter is resting comfortably. They said he was most upset about the fact that he was not able to go out and get the rest of the turkeys because turkey hunting season is ending soon. I did get word that Dick Cheney is going to take over and go shoot some of Jimmy's friends along with several turkeys. So all right. Well, hopefully they can capture those turkeys over there in Jamaica Plain and the people will not be terrorized anymore.
Yes.
What else is in the news?
A Hardo father has been arrested in Washington State. This is a very disturbing story. He allegedly waterboarded his 7-year-old daughter.
What?
What a guy, huh?
Over what?
She was misbehaving.
Yeah.
He's 27. His name's Matthew Farrar. And according to charging documents, his live-in girlfriend took the child to a 7-Eleven and called 911 saying that the man was violently hitting his daughter with a belt. He hit her at least 13 times, very hard to discipline her.
Somebody ought to waterboard this guy.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That should be the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment should be that the police grab the guy and then everybody in the town gets to waterboard him like they used to do the stockades back in the colonial days. Right outside the old with an E cheese shop.
Yes.
A cheesy shop.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He had taken her into the bathroom, filled up a gallon bottle or jug of water, and started pouring it onto the washcloth until the girl finally screamed, "I don't want to die."
Oh, what a jerk.
So she's been taken out of his custody, and he's facing charges.
Here is Sal with an obscure reference. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, on the turkey hunting, Greg LeMond was actually shot turkey hunting. He won the Tour de France 5 times.
Really?
He was shot turkey hunting?
Yeah, I think it was his brother-in-law shot him in the chest accidentally.
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, it happens. you got to wear the orange.
Got to wear that blaze orange.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this.
The Hillman Morning Show is proud to present...
You're the manliest man in the history of manly men.
Today's inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame.
Is he the guy? Are you the man?
Well, today we are re-inducting a multiple inductee, a multiple-time inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame, the king of Swaziland,
that
Danielle.
Is correct.
Now, this is the guy who has the parade of virgins every year.
Oh, yes.
And they all parade in front of the king of Swaziland, and then the king of Swaziland picks which virgins he would like to deflower, and they all head back to the castle there, and they are those acts commence. But today he is being inducted for a new decree that he has issued in Swaziland. Danielle.
Yes, he's pro polygamy. He's issued a decree that says that effective June 2019, men will be required to marry at least 5 wives or go to jail.
5.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Wait,
hold on a second. I'm thinking to myself, who wants 5 wives? I mean, who wants one wife?
Right.
Never mind 5 wives.
Did you say, or go to jail?
Or go to jail.
Yes. Oh. Or go to jail.
What have his people done to him? What have the men done to him of that country?
Well, there's so many women, apparently, that they, I mean, I guess they don't know what to do with them.
Wow.
So, all right. Well, certainly there would, when it comes to the whatever the wifely duties are in a country like Swaziland, there would be 5 of them to pick up the slack and get everything done, I guess.
Oof.
All right. What else? Anything else in the news this morning, Danielle?
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., they've passed a new bill that gives people the power to ticket illegally parked cars, and I have to go because I have to move to Washington, D.C. now.
I think this is a mistake.
You think?
Who wants a bunch of narcs running around? What do you do? Take a picture of the car or call a number or what?
You take
a
picture with your cell phone and submit it via an app.
No.
Could go wrong.
We don't need a bunch of parking hardos running around. So this is in Washington, D.C. Do they have an issue with, they don't have enough meter people? I don't want to say meter maids, but do they not have enough traffic enforcement people?
Reason why they enacted this is because they recently passed a bill that calls for protected bike lanes throughout the city. And they actually... they're using this pilot program after they saw it in several other cities across the U.S. And there's a council member named Charles Allen who said they need to pass a measure like this because a parking violation can pose a safety hazard for bikers and scooter riders. Evidently, they've had quite a few pedestrian deaths across D.C. And this up-talking millennial does not think this is a good idea.
I think that civilians shouldn't be able to do that because if you want to do that, then you should be like a law enforcement. Like, that we have law enforcement for a reason, and that's their job.
That's their job.
If you want to be like a pretend like badge holding person, like maybe you should go to the academy and like become a police officer. If you're really that butthurt about it, like you want to ticket cars. If you're really mad that cop was texting during detail, why don't you become a cop? Oh my God, I saw some cop searching something on his laptop on the pike. Be a cop then. I'm going to bitch about it. God, this police officer pulled me over. He didn't have his headlights on either or his wipers. He's such a hypocrite. This cop just drove by me with this thin blue line front plate. How come he doesn't get charged for not having a front plate?
Let me take a picture.
First, let me take a selfie with your license plate and I'm going to submit it to Governor Baker's office. I will have your job.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says that I have to check out the Facebook group Masshole Parking of the Day. All right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Is it as good as North Shore Beefs?
There's a lot of great content on there.
Oh, really?
I was at the Whole Paycheck in Swampscott the other day.
Yeah.
And there's right in front of the store between the handicap spots, there's this about, I don't know, 3 parking spot wide section that just has the diagonal stripes. It's a no parking zone. So this older woman in a Mercedes with a Florida license plate, shocker, pulls in just kind of like half sideways to the area. And I'm like, maybe she's picking somebody up. And she gets out of the car and she's wobbling, and I'm like, should I say something? But she like left her car in such a bad spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry, that's not a parking spot, but the two next to it are. And she's like, what?
Well,
and I'm like, God.
Listen, you are the type, Nancy Know-It-All is the annoying type of person who, if they passed this ordinance here in Boston that they did in Washington, D.C., she would be running around issuing her own parking tickets to people
all
left
day.
And right.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
right?
me?
Yeah. I mean,
she'd have her Day-Glo vest on.
I'd become a police officer just to pull people over for dumb crap that like actual officers and troopers are tired of writing tickets for. He's like, I've been on the job 24 years, whatever. He doesn't have his wipers on. Oh, the guy's got a tail light out, not doing the paperwork. I'd be like, oh, look at this dope. He only has his parking lights on and it's 6:15 on the Pike and nobody can see him. Here I come. Put your lights on in the tunnel.
All right.
It's Officer Kathy coming for you.
We got more news to come. And then we're going to up-talk to Sparta.
Ew.
With Natalie the Up-talker.
Yay.
That other Natalie, that other chick, will be in here to up-talk to sports, filling in for LB. Tomorrow, filling in for LB, it is former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich. So Ninko will be in here giving the sports a try tomorrow morning.
Mm.
And at 8 this morning, we are going to play your Hill Mill voicemail messages back. Leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. Well, greetings and salutations. What does salutations mean? We'll discuss that in a second. But greetings and salutations to Corey, who just texted in on a 617 number. And Corey is listening this morning on his or her Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey could be
either.
Right?
Yeah.
A reminder that you can always ask Alexa politely to play WAAF and you can turn your smart speaker into a radio. But thank you, Corey. And the salutations part, is that some kind of a salute? I mean, is that the same thing as a greeting? Is it?
Yeah.
So if it's the same thing as a greeting, why would people in the olden days say greetings and salutations?
Same reason people say ATM machine or PIN number. We like to be redundant.
Is that what it is? All right.
The official dictionary definition of salutation is a gesture or utterance made as a greeting or acknowledgement of another's arrival or departure.
Oh, well, you're right. It's like saying ATM machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're 100% right, Nancy Know-It-All.
This time.
Coming up, we'll give you the $1,000 cash code, so get ready to text, and you could end up $1,000 richer just for listening to this show. Then we're going to get the up-talker in here, and Natalie is going to up-talk the sports.
Yes.
Because LB is out and absent for the considerable future.
He's out.
So we will up-talk the sports coming up. Next hour, we will get to the nerd report with our chief nerd officer, Mark Hsu. Mm. And here come the text messages. I thought his name was Mike. There was a guy who was who called one time firmly convinced after listening to the show for 2-3 years that Mike's name was Mark, so
right.
That's an explanation on that. That's
whatever he wants. Like you said earlier, he's the customer.
Yes, he is. The customer's always right.
What's the question? What is it? The answer is yes.
the Ritz-Carlton,
right.
Their motto is, the answer is yes.
That's it.
What's the question?
Right.
And Greg likes to test that to the max.
Well, if you want to read a good book about an organization that is really focused on customer service, I recommend a book called The New Gold Standard, which is about the Ritz-Carlton and about the fact that every employee at the Ritz is allowed to spend, at least at the time the book was written, they were allowed to spend up to $1,500 immediately to solve any whiny guest issue that might have occurred.
So the squeaky wheel does, in fact, get the oil and the expensive truffle oil at that.
So even if you were, there's a story in there about a woman who wanted some marmalade.
Oh.
Perhaps is my iPod on? Maybe it was Lady Marmalade. But she wanted some orange marmalade for her English muffin. And they did not have any orange marmalade.
Yeah.
However, the server ran out to the store and obtained orange marmalade while this woman was ordering. Ran back, fleet as foot, and was able to give her the marmalade.
I thought you were going to say they called out for a first-class ticket for Danielle Ballou to come in from France to make the marmalade.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says another obvious ear moth would have been putting on the Ritz, but you would have had to play the young Frankenstein version. Yes.
So awesome.
All right. It is 6:58, and we got to get to this.
And now.
Come here. I'm going to eat you. Get in my belly.
It's time for Chinners in the News.
Thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered.
Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob.
You know how sometimes in movies or TV, the customer complains about the way, I don't know, a steak is cooked or something is prepared, and the chef comes out in an absolute rage, a lunatic, like, right. How dare you insult my restaurant?
I studied at the Sorbonne.
Oh, how dare you?
Yes, right.
In Miami, a Taco Bell cook became enraged that a customer complained about an overcooked chalupa.
Nothing worse than an overcooked chalupa.
Is that code?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The customer said that the chalupa had been cooked too much, but he ate it anyway.
Of course he did.
Right. So he said he was super hungry, so he just ate it. And he also told them that, you know, he had waited too long. So the Taco Bell employee comes from behind the counter, tries to take a swing at him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.